welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting.
In this episode, we have Haley Krause discussing why podcasting is important for professionals.
If you're a professional, you may benefit from launching your own podcast. Whether you're a doctor in private practice, a lawyer who represents clients via a nonprofit, a teacher, an accountant, a scientist, an engineer, or even a member of the clergy, you may be able to use podcasting to connect with potential clients, professionals in your industry, your local community, and/or others who could potentially be affected by your work. You can launch a podcast to facilitate virtually any goal that involves communicating effectively with your broad audience. If you're a teacher, you can use a podcast to inspire parents to become more engaged with their children's education. If you're on a real estate business, you can use your podcast to highlight recent listings and discuss trends in the market. If you're a rheumatologist, you can devote your pod to helping patients reduce inflammation, manage their conditions more effectively, and live lives more fully. The possibilities of what you can do through your professional podcast are seemingly endless. Clarifying your vision and setting your goals. Before you launch your podcast, you'll want to establish a clear vision for how your episodes will be structured, how often you'll release them, and what you hope to accomplish through your podcast. If you're inconsistent with your approach, your listeners will likely turn elsewhere for information. You'll want to structure your approach in such a way that your listeners are eager to tune in regularly, but not so often that the material gets repetitive, tiresome, or overwhelming. If you aren't already an avid podcast listener, you should take some time to listen to successful podcasts related to your professional expertise. Take notes about what you like and dislike about various podcasts and why you feel that way. You can learn a great deal about how to approach a new podcast simply by learning from those who are already live. You'll also want to work up an editorial calendar that will take you through your first few months, at least, of podcasting. That way, you'll have a strong sense of how far out you'll need to book guests, consider sponsorships and advertisements, plan episode themes, market your work, edit your recordings, and get them ready to go live on time. The last thing you want is to start strong and then bottom out quickly because you haven't planned ahead effectively. Getting technical. You also want to figure out the where and how of podcasting before you set to begin. You'll need to record using some specialized equipment, the purchase of which can take time to research. In order to guarantee that you have an excellent sound quality to your podcast, you'll want to record in a room that lacks distracting background noise and has solid acoustics. You'll also need software that will allow you to edit the podcast effectively, as it is exceptionally rare that professional podcasts can be successfully taped in a single take. Professional podcasts represent a unique opportunity to share knowledge and insight with a broad audience. Take time to clarify your goals, your approach, and your technical how-to before launching yours, and you'll place yourself in the best possible position for success.